Hi everyone, I am doing my 30 minute walk home that I do from the station after I finished a long day's work, and I feel the need to speak out because the last 24 hours have been pretty tough for me, but I've been quite a tough cookie the past year. I think I've always had a positive mindset of looking for solutions when stuff happens in the world. And, you know, a lot of people say, well, some people say, you know, Miles, one person can't change it. I'm like, well, you know, that's exactly right. One person can't change the world. But it's about creating momentum. And with everything happening in the world right now, it requires mankind, humans around the world, to unite and take action. But it has to start somewhere, and me and many other people have taken initiative to try and make that happen. But yesterday was the first time in many, many months that I'd cried. And it wasn't like I just broke into tears, it was gradual, but I am completely heartbroken by the course this world is taking. For 2 years now, I've been looking at the economic and political and social trends of this planet, and it was clear to me, as it was to many other people, that the infinite growth paradigm that we live in is not sustainable. And that when you have the 1% versus the 99%, the way I describe it is this. You have a deck of cards. You make a house of cards, should I say. And the very top is the 1%. Now, what happens if you take away the cards from the bottom and you just add them to the top? It collapses, because a society cannot function if the overall population isn't taken care of. I mean, if you want to look at it trivially, if bankers are the only ones that are left with all the money, who's going to be the doctor to help them when they get ill and that, you know? But the issue I have right now is much deeper than just... It's deeper on an emotional level, because I am so disappointed with people that I know. Friends, people that I've grown up with the past 5 years while using YouTube, a great tool. The internet has only began to explode with its social media potential the past 5 years, and therefore those that have grown up with it are the key holders to making it be used for good. And you can talk it any sense, because we talk about mainstream media that doesn't get the internet. And that's because the mainstream media is being put out of business by the internet. Because when a cameraman turns up to a protest rally with whatever news channel with an agenda, and they interview someone, and the person gives a good gives a good answer to what they are protesting about, and they're like, oh no, let's not show that. There's someone else with a camera who's been filming it and can upload it uncensored online. When people commit police brutality, like an Iraqi war veteran who served two tours in Iraq, comes home, protests for freedom, and gets smacked in the head by police. It's fucking disgusting. And what angers me most out of all of this is that I'm just one person who's grown up with this technology, but there are so many people out there who have way more exposure than me. People that in the past year I actually made an effort. I drove, I took trains to see people. Yeah, because I wanted to catch up, but specifically to tell them what was coming around the corner. Some of them turned away and weren't interested, which is just a usual way for humans to be, because you will not act until it affects you. But then there's other people that were saying, like, about my Universal Solutions project, which is a tool to educate people and reduce corruption and reduce speculation unless evidence is there, to free people and allow people to have the best opportunity in life. This whole campaign with protests is not about making everyone equal. It's about making everyone have equal opportunity, because some people in society are geniuses who have so much to contribute, but just because they don't have the money to get the degree and the credentials next to the name, they are denied that possibility of being able to contribute something significant to society. And it's outrageous. So when I speak to a friend who says, oh, I like your idea, I'm just trying to think how I can use it to make money, it fucking makes me sick. And at the time, I just shrug it off and go, you know what? Fair enough. But every day, every moment, even when I'm at work, I'm thinking about these people that are putting their heads on the line for our freedoms, whilst the majority just want to spit on them, find holes in their argument, when they're not realising the people they should be pointing the finger at is the government, the people that should have been looking after the world, the people that are in bed with the corporations, because money is what it's about in life. And yeah, sure, people can have some free time and talk about whatever they want, but when all they talk about is just entertainment and popular culture, what the fuck are they doing? Like, people have choices, but people also have responsibility, and we've created this culture in which people think, you know what, I'm all right, so I don't have to worry, and that's not acceptable. The point I made, especially during Stickaid, to people, and you know, people nod and agree with it, but do they actually acknowledge it through their actions? Is, you know, you can, the fact we have voices, the fact we have the internet, such a great tool, which is under threat at the moment. There have been reports of the US police telling Google to take down any footage of police brutality. And you know what? If this revolution doesn't go all the way, the government will do whatever they can to ensure it doesn't happen again. And that means net neutrality, full internet censorship. And you know what? You might be limited with what you can do. You might not be able to do shit for fun anymore. You might not have any money, because savings, pensions are all going to go. Because at the moment, if we just take the EU, for example, they keep printing out money, they keep saddling more debts to a country which can't pay off the debt it has already, as if that's the plan. These people at the top are making decisions without any dialogue with the general population, because people don't think it's their responsibility. People think, oh, politicians will take care of it. Politicians are human beings too. They are corruptible. They are in a culture where they just do whatever they think without any real consideration to the bigger picture. Short-term fixes, not looking for long-term prosperity. That is the problem we have. And I'm sorry I get angry. A part of it, you know, I say this, you know, if you're angry or sad or disappointed, it's because you've put your expectations too high. You've had too high expectations of the world, humanity, your friends, because they weren't met, and that's why you're disappointed. If I was more realistic, but if people didn't have high expectations, they wouldn't even attempt for reaching for them. It's why humanity has progressed so much. You know, I provide a solution for the world's problems at the moment, like a resource-based economy, and most people go, oh, it's utopian. The only reason it's utopian is because they're looking at the ideal situation. But the truth is, if we even made 20% of the progress towards a resource-based economy, this world would be a better world than it is today. And this world is not getting better right now. It's not flatlining. It's getting worse. And people need to wake the fuck up, because there's going to be a point where security is ripped from underneath your feet, and you're not going to be in a strong position to defend yourself or defend people around you. So how the hell do people I respect, who know, who I've explained, I spend hours at a time speaking to people saying the same thing, ensuring they understand it. And they understand it, but it doesn't spark anything. They just think, well, that's great to know if I need it, but I'll just go back to the life I normally have. And I'm just, and I think another part of my frustration is, for 2 years now, I have been hailed a paranoid guy, someone who's completely out of touch, a conspiracy theorist, like so many other people. You know, the story I'm telling you now is just my story. There are many other people you can look at. And I'm not here to say I want people to go, oh yeah, Miles, you were right. It's not about that. It's not about that. It's you agree with what's happening right now about it, because if you think government are going to sort this, think people in power who are already proven to be messing around with corporations and that, then you are wrong. Morgan, one of the biggest weeks ago, approximately, paid $4.6 million to the New York Police Department to up their security in the Big Apple. That is where police brutality has been happening. And this isn't going to go away. The economy is not just going to collapse one day, you know? And actually, to the credit that the government, a part of the complacency of actually looking for real solutions and just delaying the inevitable, you know, and letting the ship sink slowly whilst all the rich people siphon as many coins as they can onto their life rafts, if I can use that metaphor. That's what is happening. And all I ask is people don't just listen to what I'm saying now. People go online and research it. And I there was someone complaining on my last video I did on YouTube, which was about ignoring mainstream media and saying, oh, I had to look for ages before I found anything. You should have just fucking told me. Well, you know what? You need to look in life, because if you think that everything you're told is true and that you should be spoon-fed, then you're a part of the problem. People need to wake up. People need to take responsibility. People need to understand that as individuals, together, we have a responsibility to educate ourselves and come to decent solutions. And sure, the protests don't have around the world specific demands, but that's because there are such a wide variety of problems. But if you look for the root cause of it all comes to one thing, and it's money. It's money. And right now people go, oh, it's about communism and it's about socialism. It's not about any of the isms. There's going to be a point where people lose everything, and it's not going to be about wants anymore. It's going to be about needs. And maybe that's the revolution we're going to need to take. But all I just want, you know, I've had loads of people stand by me, and this isn't aimed at them. I really appreciate it. But when you've grown up with people who you've supported to help them, you know, get exposure, and it's just so they can do what they want for fun, all I've ever wanted is some real return on that. So when the issues really matter, they can help us make the world a better place. And, you know, StickAid's an example where that has happened. But as I said before, StickAid is only a part of the bigger picture. Because if you think that money, just throwing money at kids who are starving and suffering every time they call an emergency is going to solve it, then you need to reconsider, because you're not. We need to have preventative measures. We need to think about all of this. And as the situation gets worse, the us and them mentality is going to get worse. It's going to get harsher, and people are going to become a lot more irrational, which is why we have to act now. I'm almost home. And I might regret recording this, but I feel a lot better because I feel very alone at the moment. Not saying I am alone. It's about what you feel. It's about perceptions. And, you know, I see a spark in people's eyes from time to time. People saying, oh yeah, I acknowledge it. But that's it. That's all they do. They acknowledge it. It's like the cases you see on the street where someone acknowledges someone who's fallen over and hurt themselves, but that's all they do. They acknowledge it. Our society is not about acknowledging the problems, it's about doing something about it. And it's not to say that you need to have a solution and come forward. It's about telling people, making them aware, because if you don't take the initiative, we are going to be forever spoon-fed and tribalised by mainstream media, politicians and corporations, because together they have one thing in mind, and that is self-preservation. If anyone wants to chat, I do a live show on Sundays at 9 p.m. BST, or it's going to soon be 9 p.m. GMT. And I don't know where I'm going to post this. Don't know if I'm even going to post it. And I hate using the rhetoric. I want people to wake up. Well, I'm sorry, you need to. You need to look at the evidence there, and it will become perfectly clear that we are living beyond our means right now. Because television, entertainment, pop culture isn't going to matter when your savings are gone, when unemployment goes through the roof, and money is worth nothing, and there's no system being put in place to replace that with. I'm out.